to the Draft Doctors Podcast for all of your fantasy AFL information. Now here's your hosts, John Crockett and Steve Fizz.
Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the Thursday episode of the Draft Doctors. I'm John Crockett, and as always, joining me, Stevie Fizz. How you doing, pal?
I'm doing okay, John. I hope listeners are doing good out there on this Thursday evening.
Yeah, so it's grand final weekend in all the fantasy leagues. Well done to everyone who has made a grand final, and hopefully you get the win and rub it into all your mates' faces.
Well, and congratulations to the people who have already won their leagues, John.
Well, that too. Congratulations to all those winners as well. Hopefully you listened to the show and we were able to give you some sound advice in winning that league.
Or just advice that was so horrible, you went the other way and that helped you out as well. But send us, if you win a trophy or something, win your league, send us a photo on Twitter or something. We love seeing everyone win their leagues. That's why we're here, Jono.
Absolutely, and we can't believe it's been a whole season, Steve. So pretty much the last show where we're giving out advice in regards to games, but doesn't mean we're going to go away. We will be recording shows over the pre-season, so we will be sticking around, and hopefully you continue to listen to us and contribute to the show.
Yeah, we got a lot of content coming out over the off-season. Next week, Jono will be doing our position changes, or guys we think may get a boost from a position change, so that'll be interesting.
Yeah, just going to talk about who we think, especially where we think there might be a bit of position scarcity as well, and who's going to move where.
Yeah, especially, you know, the guys, everyone playing their keeper leagues. I mean, there's a lot of stuff to talk about.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
But before we move on, Steve, we don't normally talk about the news, but guess what? Nothing happened this week.
Yeah, it's strange. Usually stuff starts coming out this time of year, but I guess with the bye, you know, people just things are on a bit quiet.
Yeah, that's right. You think you're gearing up for finals and that, but no, pretty quiet here on the news front.
Yeah, strange. I feel like we should just make something up, though.
Yeah, I wrote a few things earlier, so we'll see what sticks to the news here, Steve. But starting off with the big bombshell that Jaeger O'Meara wants to out of Gold Coast. Who would have thought that?
Shocking. Just shocking.
Two first-round picks or two top picks for him? I don't think so.
If my club traded away two first-round picks for J-O-M, I would V-O-M.
Oh, big time. That's absolutely ridiculous. Actually, we put it up on the Twitter. You retweeted it. Baron Von Crow from Jock Reynolds, he put up, he hasn't played football for 2 years, and he expects to get two first-round draft picks when he moves clubs.
Well, maybe. If he's a Crows fan, he's obviously got some currency. They're doing well.
Yeah, that is true, but Gold Coast are smoking some crazy stuff if they think they're going to get two top picks for O'Meara.
Oh, well, I mean, there's a lot of interesting suggestions on players' value. Michael Hibbert.
well, there's that too, but I would just love it if he just walks on in to the preseason draft where Essendon get him for free, basically.
I wouldn't... You know what? I'm not an Essendon fan, but if I was Essendon, I would just say, and the deal was, you know, that sort of thing was going to be done, it would be the ultimate middle finger after this season, wouldn't it, Jono?
Oh, most certainly would be. And they'd be wrapped, like, listening on the radio on the way home. Bombers fans are already, you know, cramming in their pants that they're going to get Jaeger in the preseason draft. But as we know, clubs talk tough, and they will probably get a deal done wherever he goes.
The only time I can remember that happening is Nick Stevens, Jono.
Did Luke Ball do it as well?
Nah, he got picked up in the national draft.
Ah, national draft. Yeah. So one to watch over the next couple of months.
Yeah.
And, Steve, I almost had a heart attack today. I saw the headline, power forward at Port Adelaide, not renewed contract. And I thought our boy, Johnny Butch, they're getting rid of him. But it turns out Jay Schultz will not be offered a new contract for 2017.
And strangely enough, wants to play on.
And wants to play on, 31 years old. He's won the goal kicking at Port a couple of times as well, but yeah, I don't see it.
The only club I could see would be a very, very desperate Fremantle, I guess.
Quite possibly, yeah. But sad for Schultzy.
Oh, well, it all happens to everyone.
Speaking of everyone, it seemed to have happened at North Melbourne with them culling four of their players in Boomer, Petrie, Ferrito, and Del Santo, also not off, being offered contracts for 2017, which caught a lot of people by surprise on Wednesday, didn't it?
I was shocked at the shock, to be honest, because realistically, two of those guys have been just dreadful this year, John.
That's true, but the Boomer one, I think most people are really losing their brains about, because he's had a pretty good year, you would think.
What's interesting about Boomer is people tend to talk about him like he's this, like he's a gun, but I mean, he's not. I mean, he's an above average player, but I mean, you know.
He's not elite anymore, but he's still a very good player.
But he should, you know, I agree, he should have gone out on his own terms if he wanted to go on and blah, blah, blah. But obviously North feel a different way, and that's, and at the end of the day, that's what matters.
Yeah, that's it. But speaking of class, a bit of a forgotten man over here in Victoria, it's one of my favourite players, Matthew Pavlich, playing his final 353rd and final game on Sunday afternoon against the Doggies over at Domain Stadium, Steve.
Love the Pav, generational player, and sad to see him go.
Six-time All-Australian in just about every position bar the ruck. And he probably could have done that if he played ruck.
If he wanted, probably could have. what an amazing player, Jono.
Yeah. Can you imagine if he was in, you know, in Victoria, the hype he would have had?
Nick Riewoldt. I'm a bit salty about that because I feel like he could have gone to Collingwood, but, we got Steve McKee and Danny Roach.
Quality game played out of them.
Yeah.
A few more retirements with Jed Adcock also announcing his retirement after seven games with the Bulldogs, but going to move into coaching already with a part-time job with the Western Jets. So good on Jed for him.
Yeah, good work. Good luck.
Yeah, I'll finish off with a bit of positive news. Hooley and Grigg for the Tigers signed on until the end of 2018. So good news there for Tiger fans.
Yeah, and Dane Swan retired.
Oh, and Dane Swan retired. Yeah, that much news, you've got to forget something, don't you?
Yeah,
and Swan as well. Marvellous career for him as well. Premiership player and Brownlow medalist.
Yeah.
But if you'd like to follow us on social media, you can head over to Twitter, where we are at The Draft Doctors, or head over to facebook.com/TheDraftDoctors. Hit the like button there. Hit us up over the preseason with any fantasy questions you might have, and we're quite happy to answer them for you.
Absolutely.
But moving on to the games, the final round before the final start in 2 weeks' time. Pretty interested in this game. It's Adelaide Crows taking on West Coast with Ricky Henderson and Alice Yeoman coming in for Adelaide, and Sloan out with that suspension and Brody Smith a concussion. And in for the West Coast Eagles, you've got Giles and Barras with Nick Nat out for 12 months with that ACL, and Nelson also admitted.
Man, Brody Smith, another concussion, Chono.
Not good at all.
He's sliding down my board for next year.
Yeah, big time, especially with the emergence of Rory Laird in the last 16 months or so.
Yeah, so, but I mean, you know, it's great for people. I mean, Ellis Yeoman and Henderson, if your team's struck by withdrawals this week, they're two great options, I think.
Yeah, Ricky Henderson, defender forward, and Alice Yeoman, the forward as well.
So, good options. Oh, no, Alice Yeoman's just midfield, isn't he?
Midfield, sorry. Yeah, I'm thinking of Cameron.
Anyway, good options.
Yeah, but Giles, no, because I think Big Sauce will butcher him.
Well, and his Lysette's still in the team as well.
And Lysette's still in the team as well. Moving on to Saturday afternoon at Simmons Stadium, you've got the Cats taking on Melbourne. 5.50 on Crownbet for the Demons. That's not too bad if you ask me. Jimmy Bartel, Caddy and Menzel all come in with Henderson out with a knee injury. Kirsten and Darcy Lane omitted. In for the Ds, you've got Garlett, Harms, and he's back from the dead, people. He is back from the dead. I actually thought he was
never gone. He was never gone.
Christian Salem back in for the last game of the season with Mitchie, Neil Bullen and Oliver, which is surprising. I thought he'd been playing good football, omitted.
Yeah, the Salem Witch Trials are back, buddy. You
certainly couldn't roll him out if...
No, I couldn't. I could not. But I think all the Cats...
Garlett presents a little bit of value.
Who?
Garlett. He's been solid.
Oh, are you really going to play him against the Cats? Not me, mate.
Look what Melbourne did to him last year.
Yeah, exactly. Do you see history repeating?
No.
I think Geelong going to win this game big. I think Melbourne, you know, they really let themselves down last week. They got nothing to play for other than Ruzzi's hairs last game.
Yeah, that's going to be get a lap of honour at Simmons Stadium before the game. So be sure to tune in early to see that, people.
Emotional times for us, Jono.
Certainly will have a veil over the weekend.
But, you know, if you need plug and play options, Caddy and Menzel, if someone dropped them for some unknown reason.
Absolutely. And Saturday afternoon, we got a blockbuster at the G with Juggernauts, Essendon and Carlton taking on each other, with Brendan Goddard coming back for the last game, Courtney Dempsey, McKernan and Comer, with Jamer and out omitted, Fantasia out of the groin, and Stokes and Cooney both retired. So they get a last game on Saturday afternoon, with Kerridge and Silvani in for the Blues, with Everett omitted, and Ed Curnow out with a knee injury. Not good if you're a Curnow owner.
Yeah, it's good to see Eston's second best captain for the season come back in. no, I don't know. Not, I mean, it's same to see Fantasia go out. He's had such a good year. But, you know, what can you say? This game is lacking in interest for me, Jono.
Yeah, and if you're a Zaharakis owner, I'd put him to the bench because Kerridge has been playing that tagging role.
Yeah, he sure has.
So watch out if you're a owner.
Yep.
Moving on to Saturday afternoon at the SCG, you've got the Swans taking on the Tigers with Kieran, Jack and Marsh to come in. And Dean Towers omitted, and Callum Mills out with a calf injury. Not good there for Callum Mills. And for the Tigers, you've got Maribel Chol, I think that's how you pronounce his name, and Menadue omitted. So Kieran Jack owners relishing him back in.
Yeah, but, you know, sad times with Callum Mills going out. Thought he's been really solid lately.
And we touted him on the Monday show as well, so... looks like a no-go.
It is how it is. You'd think Sydney should roll Richmond, but Richmond have surprised us up there before, Jono.
Absolutely, and a bit of a watch this space if you're a buddy owner. Rumours floating around that they're taking no risks with him against the Tigers and want him fresh for the final, so could be a late omission.
Yeah, and I wouldn't feel great rolling out an injured buddy against Rance anyway, to be honest.
No, that's true as well. And coming in... Oh, man, these Saturday night games aren't the best, but... starting.
Oh, I really softballed that in there.
starting off with Gold Coast and Port Adelaide...
It's not the best.
It's not, really. Hallahan probably playing for his career in this game, with Joyce and McPherson coming in and going out of his Harbrow with a hand injury. Lemons with that bruising concussion last week. And Garlett also out with a shoulder injury. And in for the Power, we've got Austin, Snelling and Bonner, who are both new for the Power. And out goes O'Shea, Tumpus and Need.
Darcy McPherson was good early in the season, but obviously been out for quite a while, Jono. But, you know, I can't start too many of these guys.
Nah.
Despite good sound.
If it was last year, then yeah, Hallahan I'd be all over, but this year just been horrible.
Yeah, it's bad times up at the Suns, Jono.
Certainly is. And to the next game, this is going to actually... I won't say all the games are bad on Saturday night. This one's actually got a bit of interest now. The Roos taking on the Giants. In for the Roos, you've got Sean Higgins coming back from the injury in round 7, that knee injury, and Luke McDonald in with Scott Thompson out with an abductor and McKenzie omitted yet again. So that's 2 weeks. He's now been dropped, probably looking to give him a rest before the finals because he's been in pretty good form and the Giants, no change.
Oh, who freaking knows anymore with these bastards down at North, Jono?
I thought they would have rested the whole team.
Well, they may as well.
Can't go anywhere.
Oh, no, sorry. It's a farewell match before the finals.
Oh, that's right, yeah.
Yeah, you're forgetting that.
They're probably going to go for Sydney for the first final anyway.
Why wouldn't you just give Goldie a match off?
You would think so. He needs it. Just give him 2 weeks off.
You're playing against Shane Mumford, the wrecking ball.
Oh, man, Mumford's just going to just polish that knee up and just really get into Goldie's ribs, I reckon.
Yeah.
But, well, couldn't roll out Higgins or McDonald this week, even if you paid me, to be honest.
Yeah.
Missed football for me.
Yeah, no, I'm not a lot of interest. But, man, Jamie McGillan's been fire.
Yeah, he's really just lit it up these last, 6 weeks, I'd imagine.
Yeah.
Well done to those who got onto the McMillan bandwagon.
Absolutely.
To the first Sunday game, it is St Kilda taking on the Lions with the extended interchange of Fisher, Pierce, White and Sinclair, with White being new and McCartan going out of that collarbone. Man, he's just had a year from hell with concussions and broken collarbones now. And for the Lions, in comes West, Archie Smith, Jansen, and Dawson, with Payne going out with a shin injury. Bad luck for Payne, who just worked his butt off to get back into that team.
Yeah, he's just had a horror run, hasn't he?
He certainly has, and I hope Leper doesn't roll out 3 ruckmen for this game.
Well, it is Leper's farewell match, so let him do what he damn well wants, John.
This is how I play my Supercoach team. All ruckmen, go!
All ruckmen, all mids, all the time.
Oh, man, this is going to be... I hope it's not as bad as the Richmond-St Kilda game last week, that's for sure.
I expect St Kilda to do the business in this match. Under the dome. Well, hopefully under the dome.
It's under the dome.
Well, they're at Etihad. That doesn't mean they're playing under the bloody roof, though, does it?
That's true. So, nice day Sunday, yeah.
But I expect St Kilda to do the absolute business. Want to roll out as many Saints as I can. Like we spoke on Monday about Membry and Bruce.
Yep.
Yeah,
I think they will do a number because Brisbane, they're just here for Mad Monday.
Yeah, man, did you watch the AFL, you know, they do the rewind with Barrett and Matthew Lloyd, and they showed that vision of Pierce Hanley it was just embarrassing, really. And I mean, he's one of their leaders, like, god damn. Bad
the
times.
The rewind where he's hitting the Carlton game where he's given the spray?
Yeah, I think it was. Oh, I can't remember, but jeez, it was horrible.
Yeah, it was a Carlton game because I remember watching that. Moving on to this middle Sunday game at the MCG, you got the Hawks taking on the Pies. The Hawks beating Collingwood the last, 7 times by an average of 40 points or something like that.
7? But, that feels like about 80.
Sorry?
It feels like about 80 times, Jono.
80 times. In for the Hawks on the extended interchange, you've got Fitzpatrick, Schoenmakers, Pitonet, and Lovell. Fitzpatrick is new, with Segler going there with an ACL. And, yep, as we spoke about it on Monday, Buckley is being the a-hole that he is and playing Travis Cloak. So he can't play VFL finals with Goldsack, McCaffer, and Witts. Also named on the extended interchange, and Darcy Moore out with that hamstring.
What a jerk.
Is he actually on the field? Oh, man. Is he actually on the field?
Yeah.
Yep. There he is, centre half forward. Good on you, Buckley. This is a spite selection, I reckon.
Just what a jerk. That's all you can say. I don't know. Maybe, hey, look, I don't know. Maybe behind closed doors they said, do you want to play VFL finals or do you want to play AFL? And he said AFL.
Yeah, that's quite possible. Quite possible. So, and Cloakie's always come out and said that he wants to play AFL football where he can.
So, yeah, who knows? Yeah.
And to the last game of the weekend, The farewell game for Pav. You got Pav coming in after missing last week, with also Sanderland, Dawson, De Boer, and Mzungu, with Zach Clark and Sam Collins omitted. With the Bulldogs, you've got Minson, Morris, Suckling, Kobe Stevens, Tom Campbell, Bailey Williams, with Roughhead going out with a calf. That's not too good. Easton Wood with that ankle, and Rourke Smith omitted.
Yeah, a lot of usable guys coming in for the Bulldogs. I don't know. Sam Collins, man, he's had a great year, hasn't he, Jono?
He certainly has. Very underrated over there. Again, in Perth, I'm not too sure if he got the NAB Rising. I think he's a mature age, isn't he? So he wouldn't get a NAB Rising star.
Too old, but been great.
He has been great. Similar to Marcus Adams, who won't play again this year from all reports from the Doggies, which has been unfortunate. But, yeah, certainly you can roll out Kobe Stevens, who's tearing it up in the VFL. Suckling, too dicey for me, but I'd like to see if you get that. I'd like to see you get that ruck spot between Minson and Campbell this week.
Yeah, interesting.
I think Will Minson, because they might look to use a bigger body ruckman come finals.
Okay.
But that's just my speculation there.
Yeah.
That wraps up for the teams for this week. So we're going to move on now to the captain's lounge, where we're going to give you our thoughts on who to roll out as captain, who are not Todd Goldstein, Patrick Dangerfield, S-type player. But I'm going to start it off with the captain of Geelong, Steve, in Joel Selwood, who against Melbourne has gone... averages just a lazy 115 Supercoach 106 Dream Team, but in his last five he's gone 128 in Supercoach 122 Dream Team, and only scored under 3 tons in all his games against him. So pretty handy stats there.
Yeah, great numbers. My first guy is Patrick Cripps, Jono, up against Eston. Man, has he been on fire? Over the last five, he's averaging 130 Supercoach, but 3 scores in Dream Team, over 130 in his last five, and we know Eston can give up the points.
Well, they most certainly can.
So, Paddy Cripps.
My next guy is JPK. Loves this time of year when players are tired, looking forward to the end of the season. Hasn't got the greatest average against Richmond, only 96 Supercoach, 90 in Dream Team. But his last five is 106 in Supercoach, 96 in Dream Team. But in the 9 games he's played, he scored 6 tons in Supercoach and 5 games in Dream Team.
They don't come much more consistent than him. My next guy, not my favourite guy, Jono. Ollie Wines, going up against the Gold Coast. This is definitely more of a Dream Team play. His last five Dream Team scores, all over 105. So he's on fire. His Supercoach is good if he's still playing that. Hasn't got a great record against the Gold Coast, but man, it's a different team this year. They're just leaking points. So I certainly love Ollie Wines. He's just been in ripping form, Jono.
You love Ollie Wines? Oh, there's the first, Steve.
This week. this week. Just there's a caveat there.
Oh, there's a caveat. Okay, we'll just put that little asterisk there. My next guy is from the same game from before. It's Dan Hannabury. Only averages 97 Supercoach, 92 Dream Team against the Tigers, but his last five he's gone 115 Supercoach, including 154 and 138. And he's 106 Dream Team with 143 and 120 in that last five. So loving Dan Hannabury and his year.
Yeah, big numbers. My next guy, Defender Jono. Man, I got some strange captain choices this week, but I really feel great about him. Jason Johannesson.
Ooh, nice.
Yeah, he's just roared back to form. He took a couple of weeks, obviously, coming back in after that long layoff with the hamstring, but massive game last week. Went over 140 Dream Team, 130 Supercoach. Against round one, he was huge against Fremantle. Went over 120 and 130. I think over at Fremantle, big ground, he's back to his best. I expect the Bulldogs, like their running players, to be able to rack it up over there, and I certainly like Johannesson to be leading that charge.
And especially with this last being the last game, they we've seen the results of how other games have fallen, and there is a chance for the Doggies to get top four. So, you know, if they need a certain percentage, then they could really put the hammer down and look to go for that top four and get a percentage boost.
Yeah, well, their game starts about halfway through the Hawthorn-Collingwood game, so we'll see.
Yep. But, that game doesn't affect them at all too much.
Well, Hawthorn's the team they'd be replacing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, okay. No. I was just thinking it was under the Giants and West Coast games. But, okay, Hawthorn as well. Good to keep an eye on them. My next guy is Lee Montagna. Goes 113 Supercoach, 106 Dream Team against the Lions. But get this, Steve. In his last five games, he averages 130 Supercoach, 122 Dream Team. He's looking to notch up his eighth ton in a row against the Lions.
In both
formats.
I like those odds.
I like those odds too.
Good team to do it against.
If you've got Joey Montagna, just load up, people.
Yeah, absolutely. My next guy, Jono. Brody Grundy.
Yep. From good Collingwood. Choice.
Since Collingwood's bye, which was I think around 13 or 14, so he's played nine matches since, averaging 114 Dream Team and 106 Supercoach.
Oh, that's huge.
He's only gone under 100 twice in that stretch.
Yep.
He's just blown up. He's become a top five ruck for me for next year. Hawthorn, all they've got now is Ben McAvoy. With Segler going out,
you're underselling Pitonet here.
Yeah, I am, and I should be. So Brody Grundy, where he struggles is hitouts, but Ben McAvoy can't move off the ground. So I really feel like this is a game where the numbers are huge.
Yeah, absolutely. He's had a massive second half of the season. I like that pick.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I was saying, I think he's a massive, massive chance to. I mean, he could be a top three ruck. There's nothing to say. His fantasy numbers can't go past your Sauce Jacobs next year.
No, I totally agree with that, for sure. My last guy is Jordan Lewis from the Hawks. As we know, the Hawks like to beat up on Collingwood.
They do.
he only averages 97 Supercoach, 96 Dream Team against Collingwood, but his last five, he's gone 117 Supercoach, 112. In Dream Team. So Jordan Lewis likes to play the Hawks.
He likes to play the Hawks?
The Pies, sorry.
No one likes to play the Hawks. yeah, well, he's a different player, so that's certainly looking at those career numbers. Yeah, he's a different player now. As always,
who's your last guy, Steve?
My risky pick, it's Lockie Hunter from the Bulldogs.
Don't mind us at all.
Yeah, he's had there's a bit of a Dream Team focus, obviously very good there. Would you say he's had a up and downish kind of year, Jono? He's been putting out some very good scores and some kind of lower ones at times.
I think because it's his first full year, he might be tiring towards the end of the year. So another full preseason under his belt, playing every game, it'd be better for him.
Yeah, well, he scored 100. Well, he went over 110 last week. In Dream Team, round one, went 108 against Fremantle. Like you said, maybe the season's getting on, but he scored well last week, and I think Fremantle's a team over on that big ground where your running players can certainly rack up the pill. I think Lockie Hunter's one of those guys, and we know he's gone 160, so...
Yeah, that's right, and the big open ground, yeah. I'd put that tiredness away, and he'll be fine this week, because, yeah... proved last week that he can still score big.
Yeah.
That wraps up the Captain's Lounge for this week. We're going to move on now to our late week pickups. If you're looking for someone to roll out in that fifth and final spot or your seventh midfielder, we've got a couple of blokes here that you might be able to roll out. And as I said on Monday, still love Blake Akers. If he's still in your league, just grab him because the Saints are going to do a number on Brisbane Lions, and they're going to grab a lot of points.
Yeah, certainly like most of my Saints this week, Jono. But flipping over, how about Tommy Cutler? We know the Saints can give up points to the defenders. Tommy Cutler has gone pretty well this year.
Yeah, he certainly has. And that ball is going to be coming into that back line thick and fast, you would imagine.
It could do. It could well do.
My next guy, this is a bit of a wishful thinking pick, and if you're old enough to do it, please do, but it's the Pav. His last game, I want Ross Lyon to clear that 50 out, just one out, let him go, kick every goal, just feed him, forget Walter, forget any other 3-0-4, just give it to Pav, let him kick 6 or 7, I don't care, I want him to go out on a bang, because the way they played in that 350th game of his, which was disgraceful, so just feed it to Pav.
Interesting. My next guy is Aaron Young from Port Adelaide, if he's not owned in your league.
Yeah.
I feel like, you know, the Suns, like Steve May's still a good defender and that sort of thing. So I sort of think Aaron Young's a sort of smart mid-sized forward who can kick a few goals, because I do think Port Adelaide win this match. So I think he'll certainly get on the end of a few goals, and I think it can be a very good play.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you haven't got him already, grab Tim Membry. Had a pretty good year, and he's beaten up a lot of the so-called minnow sides this year.
No doubt, Jono. No doubt at all there. That's all mine. I really, you know, it's the grand final. If you need a pickup, we certainly spoke about some good pickups earlier. I don't know if you have any more.
No, I didn't have too many more. Like, if you're playing the grand final this week, you've done pretty well, and your team should be right, unless you have that unfortunate some of those players who are out this week. But hopefully some of those can help you out. Or you've got the bench cover to cover.
Yeah, absolutely. Like your Ricky Henderson's, Ellis Yeoman. I mean, they stick out like sore thumbs.
Yeah. Absolutely.
On top of the guys we mentioned on the Monday show.
Yeah, absolutely. That wraps up for my side of things, Steve. I just want to say good luck to everyone who is in the grand final this week. Well done to everyone last week. Coming up Monday, we are talking positional changes, who we think might get DPP or lose a DPP. So be sure to be listening over the summer and the pre-season, because content will be dropping.
Just got a few questions, Jono.
Oh, yeah, forgot about the questions. what do we got, Steve?
We got from DFK on Twitter, would you start Hrovat over Menegola or Wills, given fixtures, and who would you start out of Dempster and Cutler?
Didn't we have that question on Monday?
Was that Monday?
Yeah, I thought we had that question on Monday about Menegola. And...
Oh, maybe that was
Tell me. Or were you telling me at the pub?
I think I told you at the pub.
Oh, you told me at the pub. sorry, who were the players again?
Dempster and Cutler from the back line.
Yep.
And Hrovat over Menegola or Wills.
I'm liking Menegola. Over that one, Wills, as we know, Hawthorn like to do a number on the Pies. And the Cutler for me, because I don't think that ball's going in St Kilda's defence on the weekend.
Yeah, I like Cutler, and I certainly Menegola is a must start, and I lean Hrovat over Wills.
Yeah, absolutely.
As well, got a cheeky one from old Bales, Jono. Do you go the scrunch or the fold?
Scrunch or the fold? No, I'm a scruncher.
I'm a folder.
Folder.
There you go.
I'm a scruncher.
We learned a lot today. and this isn't so much a question, Jono, but I've poached it. Some Muppet named Ross Crockett was on Twitter.
That's shellac.
Exactly. He was on the Twitter today, and he wanted to know, do you cut your sandwich diagonally or horizontally?
Diagonally? It's like, what sort of question is that? It's like there's people who have the sausage flat. Horizontal.
Well, I'm a sausage horizontal, but I cut. I'm a sausage vertical, but I cut my sandwich horizontal if I cut it. But Johan Oak threw out the good point. Real men don't cut it at all, Jono.
So, that is true. Just grip it and rip it.
Yeah, I can't remember the last time I cut a sandwich, to be honest.
That's always diagonal for me.
Yeah, absolutely. That's all our questions.
All right, I'll remember that.
Telling questions this week.
Yeah. If you do have any questions over the summer and pre-season, please send them on our social media where we are on Twitter at The Draft Doctors, or you could head over to facebook.com/The Draft Doctors. Leave us any questions that you might have, who you're thinking about drafting, where in your upcoming draft. And Steve, we're looking for a third doctor.
Looking for a third doctor. We've had some really quality people get in touch already, but we will be adding a third person to the podcast starting in the December shows. So getting in for your draft season. And so hit us up on the Facebook or the Twitter with a message, and we'll send you the relevant info on how to progress further.
Yeah, or you can also email us, thedraftdoctors@gmail.com.
Absolutely.
Well, that wraps it up for part two. Good luck to everyone in your grand finals, and we will see you on Monday.